Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 14. This is letter number 4955, Baruch Hashem. Yutes Kislev Tovshin Yud Zayim, Brooklyn Shalom Ubracha. Repentance is something that you make up for past misdeeds. But sometimes, it talks about that repentance is hard to make up, because if you, if you created a monster, and even if you do tshuva, the monster is still there. Sometimes it talks about certain sins that you've done, and you've brought physical in this world. So one of the things is that, when a Jewish person lives with a non-Jewish woman, right? Mm-hmm. And they give birth to a non-Jewish child. And so the seed that comes from a Jewish person created the non-Jewish child. So even if you should repent and be sorry, for doing, but you can't take back some of the things that you've done. They're just in the past. So, I guess somebody was writing to the Rebbe, feeling bad about some things that they have done. Also, it talks about one wasting their seed, and this is explained in the Tanya in the end of chapter 7. That when you do a very powerful teshuva, you can even sort of fix that as well. And sometimes you have people that really turn their lives around. They want to become religious, and they've done certain things in the past that they would like to somehow repent for. But the Rebbe brings down a story that is related in the writings of the previous Rebbe in the beginning of the booklet of Pekeach Ivrim. The Rebbe wrote that book for a Baal Teshuva. The Mittler Rebbe wrote that book for somebody who Baal Teshuva gave him a Seder in life, how to really repent. And the Rebbe writes over there in the story that if you reach a very high level of Teshuva within your soul, called the Yechida, that helps there too. It's not just a privilege, but it helps there too, which means the story in the Pekei Chivrin talks about this fellow. He totally went off to live the good life. He married a Shiksi in the big echelons there, and he left all of Yiddishkeit behind, but eventually he came back. And he got very emotional he didn't feel well. This rabbi was there, actually became a wagon driver. It's a whole long story. I'm not going to go through this now. But the bottom line was, he felt sorry that at the end, they actually, there was an accident over there. And his children that he gave birth, they got killed or something, I don't know, in some accident. The bottom line is, the Rebbe says, if you do proper teshuva, you can actually even undo things that you have done, not just because of a zechus, a privilege, or similar. And the Rebbe says, explained in many places, and also in Shara Teshuva for the Mittler Rebbe, and this Maimer that starts in Yinedacha, Chapter 8, and also the Maimer that starts Pod V'Sholem from Perik Tes. And then the Rebbe also, he addresses some bringing up the sparks of the three impure through a Baal Teshuva. We know normally people are supposed to deal with the sparks that are in the world. Those are holy sparks in everything that we do, when you eat, when you drink, whatever you do, when you do it, even regular things, they have sparks in them. And doing them properly elevate those sparks. but things that are in prohibited matters, that's not able to normally to elevate him. But about tshuva, he can even elevate those sparks. So how does this take place? The Rebbe references to the Maimer Achrei, which is in the end of the book of the Derech Mitzvah Yisachar. The Rebbe says, for a reason the letter has been delayed, and I just got your letter from the good news about the Fabrengen of the clear day of Yutis Kislev. Thank you. And the Rebbe says, I pray that they should have their impact in thought, speech, and action, and also strengthening all of the activities of Tzir Agudas Chabad, of the young Chabad organization, for tremendous success. So the Rebbe addresses certain levels of teshuva, how you can rectify the past and how to elevate it. And the Rebbe is thanking him for the good news about the Fabrengen. And the Rebbe says should be impacting thought, speech, and action, and increasing all the activity of Tzir Agudas Chabad with great success.